Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The surge of COVID-19 cases is putting pressure on supplies of tests for the virus, but some scientists think they can help to more carefully target who should be tested by using sounds hidden in human vocal cords. Brett Dahlberg with IEEE Spectrum reports.
Dimitris Spathis has been listening to people cough for months, but he's not a doctor. He's a computer scientist.
Specifically, I'm working on AI or machine learning.
Spathis and his team of researchers at Cambridge University in England are trying to build a computer program that can detect signs of COVID-19 in people's coughs. And in their breaths, and their voices.
I hope my data can help manage the virus pandemic.
Spathis says his team has collected about 25,000 audio samples from 10,000 different people.
We even have some participants that were with us before they got sick. And then we can see the progress and we can see how your cough is changing after you got sick. And then you recover.
Spathis says spotting respiratory symptoms in vocal samples can help companies flag people who need additional screening for COVID-19, instead of requiring everyone to get tested or relying on self-reported symptoms.
It's a very simple app. We just ask people to cough, to breathe, and then to read the sentence in their own language.
The Cambridge team is one of several around the world trying to nail down the sound of COVID-19. David Liu's company Sond Health has an app called Sond One. It asks users for just one sound.
It'll prompt you with a little countdown to hold the sound for 6 seconds.
Liu and Spathis both stress that their apps do not make a diagnosis. They say it's about probability. The apps are meant to flag people who sound like they probably have COVID-19, so they can get follow-up testing and diagnosis.
We want to give people that early warning system that something's going on here, you need to pay attention.
Liu says the differences in sound at the early stages of a respiratory infection are so subtle that they're not discernible to the human ear. But artificial intelligence can pick them out. Heather Matty, who teaches biostatistics at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, says getting the programming right is key. She says the algorithms behind the apps need to be based on a broad sample of people.
AI applications in healthcare can be great, but we also need to make sure that they perform the same for different groups of people, because we all know that COVID-19 is hitting certain groups more severely than others.
Black Americans are more than twice as likely as white Americans to be hospitalized or die from COVID-19, according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control. But Maddie says there's a long history of leaving black people out of statistical analysis in medicine, the kind of analysis that apps rely on when they compare someone's vocal samples to those of known COVID-19 patients. She says without careful planning, machine learning can go awry, leading to false positives or worse, false negatives.
When you're training and you're testing out your algorithm, you definitely want to make sure that it's performing equally across all groups from the get-go. It might not be doing what you think it's doing.
Liu and Spathis both say they're working hard to gather data that's representative of the entire population. Liu says, like much of his work, it comes down to the numbers. More voice samples from more people means more accuracy for the algorithm and a better chance of keeping contagious people away from others. For Here and Now, I'm Brett Dahlberg.